Hello, everybody. Welcome back to DK After Dark, taking you behind the artists and how they paved their path and helping you pave yours. Today, we have on a very special guest from Bismarck, North Dakota, local independent artist, SPG the General.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, man? How you doing?
Welcome. So good to have you on. Kind of a last minute thing that we got thrown together, but you know what?
Yeah.
We made it work.
Most definitely. Glad to be here, man. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit, kind of, you know, I guess like our interactions. I've seen you perform like a couple times, and then outside of that, we've kind of like interacted here and there. Yeah. But I pretty much don't know like anything otherwise about you, so the floor is completely yours.
Appreciate it, man. Well, originally, man, like I said, I'm from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I started doing music, man, when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
My biggest inspiration was my cousin. He went by I'm Dope Marino out of Dallas, Texas. So he started me on a producer track and whatnot, man.
That's
and
awesome.
So I started producing and dancing before I started rapping and everything like that.
So what age do you think you started like producing and dancing kind of before that?
I started dancing at the age of 13.
Okay.
13, 14. It was more like bebop. Like break dancing, cardboard, stuff like that. And then I didn't really get into rapping, man, until I moved here to Bismarck in 2008. So I was in the military, they transferred me up here and whatnot, and had a little short stint, which is cool. I did my little service and whatnot.
Right.
And then I actually started my first album while I was in the military with two other dudes. We had a group called the Young Thoroughbreds, YTB for short. So they was one of the members was out of from Yonkers, New York.
Okay, and
then,
really?
Yeah, and then another one was from Chicago. So
we
got together and formed a group and whatnot, man. And we put out about three albums. And then my boy from Yonkers got into a little trouble and whatnot. So me and my brother took over as far as the group was concerned. Then my brother ended up having kids and everything else, so turned into a solo.
That's how it goes,
man.
Right?
Yeah, man.
So what kind of like how or what age were you when you started doing like that in the military then? Like, because I know you said you started kind of like getting the music like around like 14, 15. So like what age was like this when you started like?
I started, like I said, I started, like I was writing poetry and stuff like that my whole entire life.
But
as far as like starting the music thing in the military, I didn't start until I was like 19, 20.
Okay. I mean, that's honestly like not too big of a gap though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like 4 years. So kind of like throughout high school, did you do anything like music related through the school or anything like
that?
Yeah,
I was in choir. Like I was in choir and stuff like that. So I learned like, I wanted to learn like the theory of it, the structure of it, music theory and structure of it. But I never thought about me rapping or anything.
Right.
I mean, I seen my classmates beat on tables, you know, like beat on tables and do beats and freestyles and stuff like that. But I never thought I was going to ever in life rap, man. I was like a straight, like 4.0 GPA, like honors classes, academic decathlon, drama student.
Yep.
Like I didn't see myself rapping or anything like that, man.
Yep.
So I was like, I really didn't get into rapping until I got up here in Bismarck. Like I wanted to like get out of my shell a little bit, and my two boys helped me like discover a lot within my songwriting and how my personality like pretty much like jumped out of people. So I was like, hey man, I might as well do something with this, go on stage
actually
try it and whatnot. Cause I see my cousin do it all the time and I was like, okay, this is look easier than what I think. So when I started to do it and whatnot, like it just, everything came natural.
I mean, especially cause like you were in choir and stuff too. So you're already, you've got like that little, like to call it the itch for performance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like once you get the taste, it's like impossible.
Yes.
It's impossible to get out of there.
Yeah, man. Like entertainment, man. Like I love entertaining people, man. I enjoy 100%. It, bro. I enjoy like I don't care if it's like three or four people there, man. It's just I can have jam session. I just like that's the biggest reward for me. Like, well, yeah, my music got messages and stuff like that, but to see people smile or to relate to somebody's situation, just to be on stage, that's like sanctuary for me. Being everyday entertaining, that's like a sanctuary to me.
I think like, and I don't know if you can kind of relate to this too, but it's kind of like the thing where like almost when you're seeing like a bunch of like negativity and stuff like that, it's like the good interactions, you know, that you get every, you know, maybe it's like every one in 100, but that one in 100, you know, it makes it so worth it to keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I wanted to do as far as my music was concerned, man. Like, you see so much negative stuff on social media, man.
Right.
Like, it's always like it's pretty much society trying to indoctrinate you with so much negativity.
Yep.
So much low vibrational energy, man.
100%.
And I was like, nah, man, like, I wanted to bring it to where people could think for themselves. My music to where people could think for themselves. Enjoy being them authentic core selves, like their core being. And that's what I wanted to do for entertainment. Like, I'm silly, I'm nerdy.
Right.
I don't care, man. Like, I don't need the validation or opinion of anybody, man. I don't care, bro. Like, for people to see me in my natural, authentic environment and be like, hey, man, if he can do that, man, whatever you want to do, you want to play trumpet, you want to go act, you want to go swim with whales or whatever you want to do, man, just have the confidence to do that, man. I just have the courage and confidence just to be yourself, man. And that's pretty much why I love love entertaining and bringing joy to people to do, man.
This is, like, absolutely so crazy because, we have, like, very, like, mirrored things of, like, what have happened to us. Like, so I had, like, kind of the same situation when I was going through high school. I was, like, the honors, like, straight-A student, like, you know, like, 4.0, like you said. Like, I had never necessarily, I mean, like, I kind of, like, I was interested in music, but I had never thought that I would be doing, like hip-hop or, like, anything that I'm doing right now. But, like, it's like you said, like, the way that you're able to express yourself through the lyricism and the poetry and, like, painting that picture. And, like you said, like, I'm nerdy as fuck, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it just comes out sometimes. Yeah. But, like,
I don't care, bro. Like I said, I mean, and that's the beauty of you, man. Just for you being yourself, bro. Like, it's hard for me to hang out. Like, that's why my circle is, like, hella small, bro.
Right.
I can't hang out with people that can't be their authentic selves, man.
I understand
And I'm like, you got to worry about, oh, man, this person looking at me, this person.
Yep.
Man, fuck all that, bro.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like my thing, man, I've been bullied. I've been bullied my whole childhood for just being me, man. Just for looking like me. Like, bro, I'm like, and be you. Everybody else taken. Everybody else around here is taken. Like, be you.
Yep.
Like, who gives a shit if somebody don't like you or nobody sees your, everybody's not gonna like you. Everybody's not gonna like what you do. Everybody's not gonna like you as a person. Just as long as you like yourself as a person, as long as you enjoy yourself as a person, and enjoy what you do, man. So, like I said, me being able to show the passion and the rawness of my music and my message and whatever I do as far as me being a person would just give that person be the light to a person.
Right.
Like, me shining my light to a person, that's pretty much all I could do is just be me. So if that person's looking at me like, oh, man, he doing, man, I want to do, why he so happy? Why is he like so like this and everything going on? I don't worry about everything around me, man. Everything around me is a product of what I create within me subconsciously and consciously.
Right.
I can speak what type of energy I want in the world. So why speak negative? Why, it's already all that out in the world. Why speak it? Like, if you want something in your life, man, manifest it. Speak it.
Yep.
Bring light to it. Like, don't negate everything you're doing because, hey, it ain't working out. The things that ain't working out was things that you manifested in your past. Let that shit
just
fly out and let that shit go out and continue to do what you want to do, bro. Like, but for me, like, I have done so much within my, like, I've been doing music for 20 years, like,
20 years.
Yeah, I've been doing music for 20 years, bro. Like,
that's a fucking impressive,
like,
shit.
Like, bro, like, people don't understand. Like I hear people now, cause I got 5 albums out right now. Like, cause I have 5 albums out right now. My first album, people think it's Starseed Experience, which is not. It's actually called Villain of Society.
Okay.
And that was actually the start of my awakening process, which this is another chapter we're going to
get into. Okay.
So, yeah, it started another awakening. That was the part of my awakening process. But then I had Starseed Experience, Beautiful Catastrophe, and Universal Revelations, which was the first part of my Spiritual Awakening series.
Okay.
Those 3 albums are part of a trilogy that I'm working on.
Okay.
So This next album, my last album I just did was this Perspectives of Duality. It's the beginning of the Life Cycle series. So the next album I'm working on right now, I actually got two projects I'm working on right now.
Okay.
One is called Childhood Nostalgia. And what I did with that, I took every anime, because I love fucking anime. I don't care what nobody says. I love anime. So I took all of my favorite anime, like score music, and I made hip hop material with it, like Blue Bird from Naruto.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did Hunter.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I did a whole, like, JoJo's Adventure.
Yep.
I got so many material for that.
That's sick.
So I'm doing, like,
I mean, especially there's so much jazz fucking shit in anime. Like, it's actually kind of insane.
Like, people don't know the structure of score, like anime score music. It's so much structure and theory in it.
Yep.
Like, I learned so much to even apply to what I do, like playing guitar or bass or something like that. I put a lot of stuff into that.
Right.
One of my songs, matter of fact, you heard at the Bismarck Invest, Fading Halos, I did the Super Mario. That's actually on that that mixtape.
Okay.
So that's going to be on there. I've just finished up like 9 of the songs on there. I'm going to release that the same time I release my next album, which I'm working on now. It's called Catalog of the Ominous Soul.
Okay.
So that's pretty much talking about the purpose of duality.
Okay.
Like why light and dark need to coexist and whatnot.
Yep.
But this is pretty much me talking about the dark side. So I'm actually stepping into the villain ego era to this. So it's going to be very uncut, very raw, very
nonchalant. Yeah,
I ain't gonna be
shots.
I'm throwing shots on this one. So yeah, I wanted to really tap into my inner ego and have a conversation with it.
Yeah.
So my inner ego is going to be like pretty much rapping a lot of that album and stuff like that.
That's going to be sick as fuck.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be like 18 songs on there.
Already got
11 done already.
Damn, okay.
So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I've been working.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm already ready to go and whatnot, man. So, yeah, but I have so much and then, like I said, I've been talking to you, been ready to work with you. I can't wait to work with you, man. Like I'm
really, I know. We got to get our fucking... Yes. I just got to get my shit together.
Yeah, man.
Honestly.
I've been waiting to work on you, bro. I've been waiting on you, bro. Like, I'm like, man, I know my cat got that, bro. Like, yeah, I know my cat got those vibes, bro. So, yeah, I'm like super, super stoked.
I'm literally sitting here listening, and I'm like, holy fuck. Like, I relate on so many levels to like what you're saying right now. Like you don't even know, because like I mean, like we haven't had like a chance to like fully like have like a like an in-depth conversation yet, but like I mean I've gone through like the like same exact situations. One thing I wanted to touch on when you were talking about like kind of like what you're putting out there into the universe as a whole, I don't think people realize that like it really is like what you do is what you're gonna attract back, like 100%. Like if you're out there and you're like, and this is like, I think like one thing that you know happens so much like in the music industry too, is like there's not a lot of like people who will be willing to go out there and support other people who they see as like, you know, smaller or like people like that. It's like, okay, but you were at that point. At that point, you know, one time too. So like, what do you expect? Like, you have to work your way up. Like,
yes.
Everybody has to, you know, start somewhere. And I think it's just like crazy that people are not willing to, you know, understand that like just going out there being a hater, not like, you know, not just being, you know, just being a bad person in general. It's all gonna come back.
Yeah,
it's just when it does.
It's gonna hit. Like, and I can speak on both sides of the spectrum because I used to be like that, man.
Right.
Like I was so focused on my group and whatnot. And anybody that came in my way or my group or whatnot, I viewed them as competition.
Right.
So I didn't want anything to do with them. It wasn't on. I was looking out, reaching out on some disrespect type stuff.
I always
just tried to stay in my lane. I never tried to support anything or anything like that. So when I got the energy of when I was sending out the energy of not supporting it, I never had people come to the shows. I never had people know the name. And I'm like, and I couldn't understand it. And I was like, oh, and then when my awakening process happened, I was like, oh shit.
I understand what's going on right now.
Now I go to everybody's shows. I go to everybody's events, even if I pop up for like 5 minutes, right, just to let you know, hey, yo, man, I knew you had a show today. I wanted to let you know I support, kill it, go do your thing, man. Like, I'm on a shaman type of path in my life right now.
Right.
So I look at everything as unification. Like, I want to unify based on how I think subconsciously, consciously. Before I even say anything, I'm like, okay, how's this going to nurture me? How's this going to evolve me as a person? How's this going to be productive in what I need to do as far as manifest? What energy am I going to put out to for the manifestation I'm going to put? And if it doesn't align, I just don't do it.
Right.
And for me at this point, right now I'm on my I don't want to say villain mode. It's pretty much savagery right now because, like, yes, I'm putting out this energy, but it's not being reciprocated.
Right.
And now I'm learning boundaries.
Right.
I'm learning boundaries and self-love, self-worth, and self-care for myself. Because it's hard. Like, you've been trying to help everybody else for years. And,
right. It's like you said, like, when you're putting yourself out there, you're trying to help everyone else. And obviously, like, the thing is like, and I mean, I like, I'm kind of like learning to understand this now, like, as well, is it's like you said, like, if those people aren't going to be willing to put in like the same, like you said, like, if they're not willing to give you the same energy back, they're not willing to put in the work that you're willing to put in. They're not willing to even, I mean, like, just like communicate, like, in general, it's like, it's not even about necessarily like, cause like I understand like being busy and stuff. Cause like I'm a busy person.
Life happens.
You're like, a busy person. Life happens. Like, we get that. Yeah. But it's like, just communicate it, and it all goods. Or like, the worst part is like when you're trying to have a conversation with someone and then they just keep dodging it. It's like, bro, let's just have the conversation and move on instead of it just becoming a bigger and bigger problem.
That's like school shift to me, man. Like, I'm like, dude, like, you're a grown ass man. Like, just communicate. I'm good, bro.
Right.
I don't take nothing personal. Like, whatever happens, like, bro, hey, that's your life. That's your journey. That's what you're here to learn, your human experience. Do your thing, bro.
Right,
like,
right.
My thing is like, but I'm not going to sit here and have you avoid a fucking conversation.
Yeah, that,
bro. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm too grown for that, bro. Like,
yeah,
this,
exactly.
So, like, hey, bro, this is what happened. I'm just letting you know, no excuses. I'm just letting you know what's going on,
right,
bro.
Right.
So I won't waste nobody's time. I value people's time, bro. Like, that's the biggest thing with me.
Same,
I value people's time. It's one thing you cannot get back on your journey is fucking time,
that's
bro.
That's so true.
Like, you can't give nobody, like, you can't, hey, I'll give you back 30 minutes. I'll give you back. You can't get that shit back, right, man. So for me to value somebody's time, like, yo, man, this was going on right now. I'm just letting you know ahead of time. We can reschedule. We can do that. It's simple. Or just be upfront with me. Like, for me, like, I got more respect for you being upfront with me. Like, hey, yo, man, I just don't dig your show. Or I just don't dig your music. So I'm not going to show up. Like, you know what? I fuck with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I fuck with that.
I mean, like, that's fair, right?
It's fair. Like, I'm like, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But I don't need everybody to be my cup of tea.
Right.
I'm cool with that. If you upfront, like, yo, man, I wasn't digging it, man. I just felt like getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I mean, yeah, that's
fair. Like, I'm good with that. But all that don't come to me like, oh, how your show go and how you do that. I'm like, bro, you at the bar right now, bro. Like, you could at least went down the street. We live in Bismarck. So fucking 15 miles away from a damn show.
Yeah, no,
I'm not 20 miles. Like, you like at least 0.5, 0.7.
Yeah.
1.2,
3 miles max.
3 miles max, bro.
Yeah.
Like don't patronize me like that. Bro, just, hey, I didn't show up because I didn't feel like it.
Right.
I got more respect than that than for you to try to patronize me, bro. Like,
I mean, it's like you said, because, I mean, I've had so many people, and the thing is like, with how many, I mean, like, because so many music artists and so many songs, it's right at our fingertips.
Yes.
So the thing is like, yes, it really is a competition for people's time.
Yes.
So, like, it's understandable if, like, they don't fully, like, you know, like, aren't into it or whatever, or they don't, like, get the message, or they don't relate to it.
Yeah.
That's fine, because, you know, they don't want to take the time to listen to it, and that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody is where they at in their journeys, right, and I understand that. Like, I'm not going to take it personally if you don't listen to my music.
Right.
Like, I don't care. Like, cool. You don't, I'm not, like I said, I'm not forever, but it's people that listen to me. There are people that that love and respect and support what I do.
Right.
So that's who I focus on. Like, hey, thank you for supporting this, man. I got this coming out, man. I have this project coming out, man. All I can do is attract the energy that I'm trying to give out. If I'm showing out love, compassion, and empathy, then I'm gonna get that back in the universe. If I'm asking about prosperity, wisdom, and wealthiness in all four forms of my life, that's spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. As long as I'm in balance and aligning myself with within myself, the external will take care of itself.
Right.
I don't worry about things that I cannot control, bro. Right. Like, I don't worry about things like that.
So. And I mean, the thing is like you said, it's so much more important to be putting out a product that is like, like authentic to yourself, means something to you, and means something to the people that you're trying to get it to, rather than, you know, I mean, like, I don't want to diss people that are like pop stars or whatever, because you know what, hey, that's their own thing, they're chasing the bag,
right?
And like, I mean, I can't complain, like, because obviously if I have that bag, you know,
right,
I mean, it's fine, but obviously, you know, they aren't able to, you know, make their messages necessarily, you know, as niche, as personal, because they're trying to appeal to a wider audience.
Right.
They're trying to, you know, have that song that's going to blow up or whatever. And, you know, that's great. But, like, it's really about, I think, finding where you fit in and what you want to actually, like, do. Because, like, that's what's most important at the end of the day. Like, what you want to do.
Like when I first started doing music, like, my mission in music when I first started this was to expose the music industry.
Right.
Like I done had, like, three record deals. People are saying, I done had three record deals. I had two for Def Jam, one for Atlantic.
Right.
Under my group. I rejected them all. Like, my thing is, I want to be in control of my music. I want to be in control of what I want to do as a person, as an artist, and what I want to, and what product and message that I want to present.
Because you really, like, you just really never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. And when I first started this whole thing, like, man, we're gonna blow up, we're gonna expose these crooked people and shit like that. But at the same time, like, when I grew up, man, the more and more I started growing up, I'm like, dude, look at the shit that I, like, manifested in the world. Like, look at this, like, conscious mind frame I have, like, trying to expose some shit that's already being seen. If people want to see it, they will see it. If people want to actually listen to it, they will listen to it. But I'm not going to, like, my audience appeal to my music. If I enjoy my music, it's going to be people that enjoy my music. I no longer care about reaching out to an audience.
Right.
Like, if my message is there, it's going to reach out who it needs to. It's going to touch the heart of the person that needs to hear it.
Right.
Or the person that needs to see it and enjoy it. I just want to enjoy life. My music for me is just for me to enjoy it, to have the experience, and love doing what I do. Like, everything else is a plus. Somebody offered me like $6.5 million for the. I'm not gonna be not saying no, and like I gotta, but it's gotta reach the parameters to what aligns to me as an artist and as a musician, man.
And because, like, I mean, I've done it, like, in school and stuff. Like, I mean, I've gone over, like, pros and cons of, like, record deals and stuff. And, like, I will say, like, I mean, there's definitely pros, obviously, to having a record deal. I mean, like, you have, I mean, depending on the label size, probably, like, 50 to 200, 300 people that are, you know, pushing your music. But, you know, what are you, because the thing is the thing, it's like, you got to ask yourself, do you want 100% of a maybe smaller piece?
Yeah.
Or do you want a smaller piece of maybe something that's bigger, but also you might have to give up something in the process?
Yeah, nah, so, like, see. I talk to a lot of artists. Like I said, I tour with a lot of artists, man. Like,
right.
I went on tour with Juicy J. I went on tour with Waka. Mm-hmm. Went on tour with that, and they all told me the same thing: to stay independent. Like, just they want, like, they're like, if you want the full experience of you as an artist, as a person, with and having the freedom to do you, stay independent.
Yep.
And that was the goal from jump. Like, I don't care about, like I said, I performed in like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame venues and stuff like that, man. But I'm. Like, to have the freedom to do what I want, write what I want, say what I want.
Right.
I'm good with that. I'm looking at other artists like the ones that's Billboard charted and stuff like that. Yep. It's like they on the leash, bro. And I'm I'm too rebellious for that, bro. Yeah. I'm too rebellious to like have somebody have consent over my life, my masters, my music, my lively work. Like, I don't want nobody owning stuff where I wrote and produced and recorded all of my music, and then somebody talking about, oh, we own this. I'm like, what the fuck,
that
bro?
Is,
like,
I mean,
nah,
literally
cool.
Taylor Swift. I mean, it's a perfect example, I think, because she had that one record deal. She had lost all the copyrights to those songs and then went back, re-recorded all the songs, you know, because technically, you know, you can't copyright that, like the actual, like.
Yep.
So the fact that you have to give up so much for what you're gaining, it really is just like, it's shit, honestly.
It's shit, it's bro. Just
there is very few, like, record deals or record companies in general that will give you a deal that you can come out and be like, I have, like, control over my thing. Because, I mean, like, they do exist, right?
Not the corporate ones. No, but I have, like I said, right now, I'm in the process of talking to a record label in Sweden. The CEO himself contacted me right now, so I'm in the process of talking to them right now. And they just want to promote me, like, as far as creative control, they don't want to touch any of my music. They're going to promote me as is, as I am, as an artist. And that's all I want, man. Like, if you can't take me at my authentic self, you wanted me, like,
yeah,
you can't
exactly.
take me at my authentic self, why the fuck am I signing with
not
you, bro?
Not a fucking figure.
I ain't no damn number, bro. Like, you asked me to come and change the outlook and the perspective, the perspective of your whole business.
Right.
Why am I, who are you to negotiate with me? I don't care about what resources you have. I can change the landscape. I know what I can do as a person, as an artist. I can change the landscape or whatever I touch and whatever I do, because that's what I manifest. But I'm not going to sacrifice anything because, oh, you got to do this and do this. No, I'm not a puppet. You asked me to do this. So why should I conform to what you want me to do because you have this?
Right.
I can get that anywhere. Like,
yeah, no. That's
so,
just...
Like, as people, I feel like on a personal basis, we do that with jobs. Yep. We do that shit with employment, with businesses. I'm like, these people need us, man. Like, people have to realize these businesses and these landlords, they need y'all in order to make money. Why are we living in a fear-based vibrational thing to where, like, oh, I can't do this. If I don't do this, I don't have a... If all you have to do is unite. We have to do is... It was like united we stand, divided we fall. Like, all you have to do is unite. This whole place will crumble if all you have to do is unite. Like, that's, it's... And that goes for anything you do. Like, it can be destruction or music or arts or entertainment, or we don't have to fall into a god. These people need consent to them to do what they need to do with your energy.
Right.
No, I wouldn't fall.
It's really shit. Cause like the problem is there's just not enough people that like realize that like they have that power.
Yeah.
You know, like that ability. Honestly, it's like, I feel like boundaries have just, like, disappeared, like, with the internet age. And so, like, now everyone is kind of, like, in the process of, like, rediscovering them. Because, I mean, it's even, like, as simple as, like, people, like, not necessarily feeling comfortable, like, bringing people, like, to their houses because, like, they don't know how to, like, tell them to leave after. Like, I read, a survey about that. It's, like, because, like...
That's what's like. I got this song called Wasted Currency. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Right.
Like I said in my line, I said, but these are your role models, heroes, and idols, justifiable because most of us are socially awkward. Like, bro, like, if they in your house and you want to leave, tell them to fucking leave. Yeah. Like, what? What is, like, I'm sorry, I was raised in the, like, Gen X. Like, I was raised in Gen X, Boomer. Like, I'm like, what are y'all so, like? Like,
yeah, I don't
screaming,
but
I don't understand. Like, that's your space, that's your area. Like, that's you, your sanctuary to where you can decompress, and you doing this. I don't want to tell him. I'm like, yo, man, you got to go, bro. It's your play. If they get personal about it or they get emotional, that's their emotions.
Yeah.
Their emotions have nothing to do with you. Like, that's your area. That's your, I just don't understand. Like the internet made people so comfortable to say anything what they wanted to say without getting punched in the fucking face, bro.
That's
like,
literally so
like,
true.
It's like, cause if like back like when I was growing up, you said some shit, half the shit they say on the internet, you getting jawed. They going to your house and jawing you, like bro, like all this. I call them keyboard warriors, to be honest. All them keyboard warriors to me, bro. Like, I'm like, cause I don't do that Facebook shit. Like, you or say Twitter, something to me, I'm finding you, bro. Like, I will find you, dude. Like, I don't got no time for that, bro. Like, all that trolling and shit, bro. No. I'm like, bro. I'm like, why y'all giving y'all energy to this?
And you have to wonder, like, really, what are they doing?
Yes. What are they doing? Like, my thing is, this is what I learned in my life, man. If you worried about somebody else's choices or opinions or what they do with their life, you got too much fucking time on your hands.
True.
Like you know how much life that we haven't discovered of ourselves? Things that we want to know and we want to learn about ourselves. Hey, I want to know if I like this, or I want to go on this trip and see if I want to like this. We got so much world by ourselves we need to like discover, but we in somebody else's business. Why? I never grasped the concept of just focusing on somebody else's life. Like, dude, I'm like, come on now. You knew I had this. But I literally tell people, like, I really, whatever you choose to do, you do. You're going to live your life regardless. That's what I say. These grown-ass people, grown-ass adults, and people are going to make choices that work for them for the rest of their lives. Why you bent out of shape about what somebody else do with their own life? I never understood that shit. Like, I never got that. I used to be like that, like, damn, man, I was doing all this for the team, and y'all trying to, now y'all getting married and having kids and all. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, why am I worried about my brothers and what they doing with their life? As long as they're happy and they enjoying what they're doing, that's on them.
Right.
Like, but for me to be bent out of shape because of somebody I ain't never met before on the internet, souls to do, make a decision. No. Why?
I think people get caught up on that so much.
Like, it's that's why I'm hardly on social media. If I'm on social media, it's to promote myself only.
Right.
Like, if somebody needs to call me to vent or something like that, I'm always there. I'm a big believer in mental health. Like, I would rather for you to talk to me than to look at your casket.
Right.
I'm that type of person. But if it's something, now I do have boundaries when it comes to that type of shit.
Though. Right.
Like, I'm not going to continue to hear the same pattern and vibration
and
that you're doing.
And then
you do
changes.
Nothing changes, bro. Like, you're not going to drain me. I'm not going to allow you to drain my social battery. It's not going to happen. So I get that. But as far as they don't get me bent out of shape about what they're choosing to do, no. Hell no. Like, you know how much music and stuff I got? How much life I got to do right now, man? Like, and my best person I talked to when it came to the music thing is my aunt and my cousin. Because they put a lot of perspective. They challenge my creativity. I love being, like, challenged.
Right.
Because, like, you doing something over, you get bored. Like, if you do something over and over, you get bored. So
that's true.
Like, so I want to be like, oh, I wonder what this sound would sound like with my hip hop. Or I wonder if I could take this death metal song and like incorporate myself in this. Man, this next album, man, I got death metal. I got like death metal in it.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy, bro. Like, I got so many genres in there, man. I even got a K-pop track on this. Like, I actually got a K-pop track on this, bro. Like, I was like, and the K-pop, I think I'm gonna dive into K-pop after this, man. Like, it's just me exploring, bro. Like, I love exploring. Like, I love having an open mind to things, bro. So, yeah.
Okay, so has it been, like, pretty much, like, just you, yourself putting together, like, all your tracks and stuff, like you've been doing all the mixing, everything like that.
I do all the engineering. I do all my mixing. I do all the recording, the songwriting. I do everything, man. Like, I did.
Have you, like, Oh, sorry. Actually, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Have you like worked like on and off kind of like throughout the years? Because obviously you've been going like doing stuff for a while. So have you like worked on and off with producers and kind of what has been like your
experience? Oh yeah, I work with different producers. Like I don't ever like just produce for myself. Like right. I said, I want for me. I got different artists even here in Bismarck. Like I got a dude that did Nadine's Requiem.
Okay.
He played the guitar part. He was like, he's a 56, 57 year old man. He did the guitar part to my album. I had another dude, Dakota Faye out of Minot.
Okay,
he's on one of my tracks, Good Thing. And he did a verse off that. I got another dude that does death metal. He's on my It's Nothing track. Yep. Like, bro, like, I incorporate different styles because people, I want everybody to be heard.
Right.
Like, and I got producers out in LA, producers out in, I got producers here that do stuff for me, man. If it sounds good and it aligns with me, man, I will use it, bro. I will actually use it. And it's not for me to push myself. It's to get them out there.
Right.
To get them noticed and heard. Like, hey, who did the track to this? Oh, this guy right here. Like, you like what he do? And I'll send him their way. Like, it's just for me to network and have everybody connected to be heard. They cry to be heard. And their hard work to be noticed, man. So if I have an outlet to push them out there, I'm going to use it, man. I'm going to use it for everybody, dude.
100%. I mean, that's like, honestly, like a good part of the reason, like why I started this podcast is because I felt like there's not enough showcase on like independent artists or like even independent creators in general to, you know, like.
Yeah.
Actually go out there and give a chance for them to promote themselves outside of kind of like the mainstream.
Yeah.
And what is there. And you know what? Eventually, I would love for this to be in the mainstream. So, you know, bringing those independent artists and showcasing them to a wider audience just becomes easier and easier and easier.
The fact that you're doing this, man, like I said, the fact that you're doing this, it's already succeeding. Like you already, the way you already manifest this, man, I'm going to see you like 2-3 years from now on some big ass platform, man. And I'm like, shit, I remember I was sitting
that's
on
the hope,
little,
right? Like, that's
I'm,
the hope.
I was sitting here living, at the library chilling with this dude.
Literally.
Talking about this, man. Like, yeah.
You guys don't even know, but we're literally just sitting in a library study room right now. Just
Jamming.
Exactly.
Just chilling out, man. But you got to start, like you said, you got to start somewhere. Right. Like, bro, I can tell you my first album, man. When I recorded my first album, I had my mic taped up to a wall.
Yep.
It was taped, like literally duct taped to the wall. I had my laptop was cracked.
Okay.
So I'm literally mixing down the waves through the crack that I could see it.
Yep.
And I had an old Cooletted Pro.
Okay.
Cooletted Pro mixing, like,
record.
So I was literally, like, mixing it down on that. And on that program, you couldn't, like, stop and record it. If you mess up a word
or
a verse, you got to go all the way back and do the verse over again. So we did 17 songs that way, bro. Like, 17 freaking songs that way.
So on average, like, how many takes you think it took you for a song?
Man,
like,
I think it took me like the first Overbred 101. Man, it was this one song called Incognito.
Right.
My coldest verse I ever did with Thoroughbreds, but it took me a day and a half, bro. And a half to get And I remember one, I was up until like 11:30, and I thought I had it. And I messed up on one, I stumbled on one fucking word at the end of the verse. And I was so fucking pissed, bro. Because I heard it and I was like, I can't put this out. Start over.
And it's so bad when it's right at the end.
Right at the end, bro. Like I had my few one takes. Like, the one takes, like, when you get the one takes, that's the most beautiful fucking thing in the world, man.
Right.
Like, oh, yes, we actually finished. We're done. We don't even, man, but that was rarely. That was rarely, but like that program we had was so fucking bad, bro. Like I'm literally looking, I'm like, okay, stop. Like, cause we have to put space bar give it a room right at the end of the verse. No room for error, bro. Like it was no room for. And then you have to make sure the mic was able to pick up everything because it's taped to the wall.
Right.
So you have to make sure the settings. And if you bump the mic,
it's gone.
It's gone. Everything is gone. So it was ass, bro. Like I said, our first series was pretty ass.
So like, was it like that for the second album too? Everything
we did except when I got better equipment in 2000, like I want to say 14, 15. Okay. That's when it got easier. Like that's when everything got easier. From 2008 to 2013, it was fucking buns, yeah. Bro. It was ass.
Did you use the same program pretty much?
Same program from 2018 to
13. Oh my God.
We couldn't afford nothing, bro. Like, right. We did free shows for like 7 years, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I did free shows here for like 7 years. So it was painful, bro. Like, I didn't get paid. My first time ever getting paid, like, in Bismarck, bro, like, is when Borrow Bucks was open.
Oh,
and
they
gave me my first like show. Borrow Bucks gave me my first like show, like to get paid. My very first show though was at the Moscow Bar in Mandan.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Scapegoat now, but it was called the Moscow Bar.
I've been there before.
Yeah, but it was called the Moscow Bar. Okay. Like, that's how long I've been here.
I mean, there's like honestly not really that great of a performance space either.
No,
in Bismarck,
it's
and
not.
I mean, the thing that sucks here is I think that like honestly, like hip hop. Obviously, I would say your music honestly has like a wide appeal. Like overall. I just don't think that like that audience is necessarily
Bismarck,
unfortunately.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love Bismarck.
Yeah, no.
Like, don't get me wrong, because they supported a lot that I did. Like, if it wasn't for Bismarck, I wouldn't even made it to Hollywood.
Right.
It was people that donated so much to me just to get there. And but as far as the market for hip hop, it's just not here, bro.
It's not here. Yeah.
It's not here. But people love what I do. Don't get me wrong. Right. Like, it's just people love. Like, I appreciate like. Places like the Laughing Sun, and the Laughing Sun, the Invest, Pub 21.
Right.
They big on giving like independent artists a place to play, man. Like they really, really huge on that, man. Like I appreciate those places. But as far as like if you're trying to make it a market here, it's just not, bro.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like hip like country, rock and covers, like This is so dominant here, bro. It's dominant here, so.
And it's so weird. Okay, I don't want to diss, like, cover bands or anything, but I just, like, okay. This is my thing, okay? It's fine, but what makes me a little upset is when, like, instead of featuring, like, okay, I will say the exclusion to this is maybe if it's like a high school.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
But I mean, if it's like an older group or whatever and they're doing covers, why, when you can showcase somebody who is making an original art and original music, why, when you can showcase them, would you put a cover band in front of them?
Because this, you know, this is what I've learned about North Dakota, bro. Cause I used to get mad about the same shit you got, man. I'll tell you, like, we got the same lies, bro. I swear, like, we had the same life, bro. Me and my brother used to get so mad about that, cause look, all of our music are originals. Like, most of my songs, like, I got one rendition of Mad World, I still put my own lyrics on there, original lyrics. What I could never understand is how is these people getting paid $2,500 to sing somebody over? I'm like, bro, y'all ain't nothing but live karaoke artists, bro.
That's what I'm
saying. I never understood that, bro. Like, I used to get so mad. I'm like, bro, y'all featuring people, this is the part that got me is when they listening to the cover artists, right?
Right.
And then we bring the artists that actually sing the song to the Civic Center. Oh, I never heard of them before.
You literally just
singing and then dancing to the song. Like, I never understood it, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying. And the thing is, there's definitely, I will say, like, in trying to market yourself, there's a place for doing covers. Like, it is a good idea, like, if you're doing content or whatever, if you cover other people's music, obviously people that listen to that are probably going to listen to you as well.
Right.
So that's fine. That's not what I have a problem with. Like, do covers to put yourself out there. But, like, if that's, like, your sole thing, I just don't, like, if you can make a living off that, like, good for you.
Good for you.
But I just don't Like, why over someone who, like, who is making original stuff?
Yeah, my thing is, like, back in my day, I couldn't even call them artists. Like, I couldn't call Quavo artists. I couldn't. I was like, bro, y'all's bona fide live karaoke singers, bro. Like, I could not respect that, bro. Like, I'm like, I mean, I knew some artists that did covers, but they had their original music.
Right.
Can, like, you know what? I can deal with that because you're trying to attract the audience.
Exactly.
If you just playing the whole 4 hours doing covers, bro, I'm like, dude, I couldn't respect that, bro. Back then, I couldn't respect it. Like, I like, dude, like, you getting paid $25,000 to sing karaoke.
I mean, it's just
I might as well sing karaoke. I might as well be a live karaoke artist. Like, they're like, oh, can you be our front man for karaoke? I mean, front man for a cover band? I'm like, no. Like, I couldn't do that because I'm an original artist. Like, I'm an original writer. I'm a songwriter. I don't get me wrong. Like, if I need to pay bills, like bills need to be, I get it. But, bro, like, if there's no originals or something to detect, I can't see myself doing it, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like I said, I don't have a problem with cover artists or covers. Like I said, if they can make a living doing that, that's good for them.
Please,
I
just don't
understand, you know, necessarily showcasing them.
Yes.
But I digress on that point. That's like, oh, I just wanted to touch on that because, like, I had been thinking about that the last couple days. It's just interesting to me, but
yeah, bro. Like, I could never understand how cover artists got showcased. I never understood. Like, dude, I'm like, I have over 300 songs that I've written and recorded, bro, and I have released 180 of them. Like, and dude, like, I'm just now getting traction in doing what I'm doing.
Right.
But this person has, like, done nothing but covers. Oh, they was the biggest band. I'm like, I can't call you no band. Back then, I was like, I couldn't call you no band. I'm like, you do karaoke. Yeah. I'm sorry, you a lot of karaoke artists in me, bro. Like, I might be a lot of karaoke, but I'm getting paid. Like, I'm like, kudos to you, bro. Yeah. Like, kudos to you. It's just, I can't, that's just not my cup of tea.
I think it's really about the art and the importance of what you're trying to accomplish with it, rather than necessarily getting the bag. That's why I say, do what you want to do, and if it's the right thing and what you're supposed to be doing, the money will come. It will come. It'll be attracted. You just have to be dedicated to what you're doing. Make sure you're putting in the work. Be honest with yourself. Because obviously, if you are, like, actually doing a bad job, okay, maybe be honest and tell yourself you're doing a bad job. And there's ways to improve. Go, like, if you're having singing problems, like, go get, you know, singing lessons.
Go get singing lessons. Or if you're having writing problems, on my album, I study myself.
Right.
Like, if I feel like I'm doing a pattern, making a pattern on how I'm writing, I go read a dictionary. Or I learn wordplay, like, read a thesaurus, learn the words and synonyms and antonyms, and I can apply them to, okay, I never use this word in this context. Or if my flow is starting to sound the same, I'm like, okay, let's change up the time signatures. Let's change up the rhythm to how I deliver a song. I don't want my audience, like, feeling like, oh man, I heard this album sounds like this album. Like, I'm like, nah, I want this. Like, I got different songs, but at the same time, I want the delivery to be different. I want the way of the perspective to be delivered different, because everybody don't learn the same. People are visual learners. People are, like, listeners. People want to see the lyrics. People want to, like, see you actually rapping music videos and stuff like that. So, yeah, I try to incorporate things like that within my craft.
Do you have, like, any specific, like, techniques that you like to use to, like, vary your stuff up, or, like a specific mindset that you like to put yourself in to make sure that, like, you're not doing a bunch of the same thing, or, like, anything, like...
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll listen to I let my soul leads me to a lot of things, bro. Like if I listen to an instrumental, I just don't be like, oh, let me freestyle off that. No, I listen to the melody and harmony of what the song is telling me, what the instrumental is telling me. Like the melodies of the like instruments or the drum kits. Like if my hi-hats are saying one thing or the drums are saying another thing,
right.
But the violin is incorporating, it's more aligned more with the hi-hats than it is with the drums, then I will make a foundation on that while respecting the drums. Like that's how I incorporate with most of my music. Like, okay, this drum still is over here. I got this melody here. So what did the drums have me, what time frame does the drums want me to rap about? So if the drums is like on some 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2, I'm like, okay, my rapping, I wanna incorporate my rap that way. So if it's like dun 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 dun, I'm like, okay. So I'll be like, let's say cheek bone with an 8-beat oceans, back home with an 8-shake on, and then the melody will come and go boodle, and then I can switch
right
my, like, then I'll go into the singing part to respect the flow of that melody. So my songs, they be like, it sounds crazy, like my the people that were rapping, like, how the fuck did you put that together? I'm like, just respect.
Right.
Because everything, like music is a universal language. So yep. I just respect every instrument and key that comes with that. So my mom called me a fucking musical genius. Well, I'm like, I'm learning that from her. Like my mom used to be a singer out in Las Vegas. She used to sing lounges in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So she's like, you can catch on to what I'm trying to say. My mom had a song. I'm like, okay, so mom, you got this on 3/4, but you want to do it off the drums. So I can sing with the drums within that time count.
Right.
So like I learned, but that comes with different instrumentals, different producers. I respect the producer's style and how the producer wants to, all right. So say if you gave me a beat, like, okay, this is where I was going with this.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I could take where you're going with this and keep that as the foundation,
right?
While being able to create and foundate what I'm trying to do to
align on top of it.
On top of that.
So you are definitely more of like a, because I think there's people that are like kind of more technical when they're creating stuff. So they think about, oh, I'm doing this chord to this chord to this chord.
I'm saying
these notes, blah blah blah. But you're definitely like a, I like to feel the music and kind of just let it run through me.
Yeah.
And let it.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I can be technical too.
Right. No, definitely.
Like, yeah. I definitely can be like, but I would still respect the structure of his theory.
Right.
But the theory has to align with what I'm trying to do, create, like,
right.
In the creative base. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, like, I like this beat, but I don't have nothing for it right now.
Right.
So I just put it in a vault.
Right.
But like, it's beats, like I said, with my last album, it was 7 songs I had no hooks to forever. And then when I finally got it, I was like, oh shit, oh, I remember this song. Boom, 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 boom. And I can write a whole damn song in like 15 minutes. So like, it just comes to what you feel at that moment and just respecting the harmonies and melodies and stuff.
Yeah, I think there's a place definitely where you, for both, where you definitely have to get down and be like, yeah, technically this is like, or theory wise, like this is what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. Like making sure it all fits. Cause I mean like, if you want to write like, I don't know, let's say like a piano melody or something, like maybe you want to check it and make sure it fits in the key and stuff like that. But like, I think it's the most important, like you said, is really just putting what you're feeling down, because at the end of the day, really, I mean, that's kind of what
that's kind of what music is about, right? About. I can write about somebody's situation and incorporate it to my own. That's just, like, I use my gifts as an empath to be able to, like, because you feel everything when you're an empath.
Right.
So, but at the same time, I learned how to, it's like alchemy, learn how to use and transmute it and
create something from it. Because otherwise, I mean,
it's just so bland, like, bro. Like, if I'm not, like, I could write a song, and if I don't feel that shit, I'm like, I'm not going to put this out. Like, I'm like, because if I don't feel it, I know my audience is not going to feel that shit.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, it just sound cool. No. I might
be honest with yourself.
Like, I got to be honest with myself, man. Yeah. Like, I tell you, I'm really, really a tough critic of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm putting out material or in a product and it's like ass, I'm like, I'm not going to expect nobody to listen to that, bro. I'm already, like, it's most albums I listen to, bro. Like, if people ask me about my last album, I'm like, dude, I couldn't even tell you. Like, I'm already working on this one. I couldn't even, like, tell you, like, oh, what is the meaning of the song? Like, what did the song mean to you? I mean, I know what it did for me, but what does it mean to you? Like,
right.
And I had somebody, what was crazy as shit, man, like, I had this song called Contemplating Suicide.
Okay.
And one of the people came up to me and talking about, oh, it was just self-indulgent and egotistical. Oh, like, it was about suicide. Of course, I'm going to use I and me in it. Like, when somebody is, like, listening to the song, they can incorporate I and me to themselves because that's probably the situation they're going through.
Right.
That does not mean, like, I was...
You're trying to I'm trying to be a narcissist or something, right?
Like, I was like... Well, all I heard was I and me. I was like, oh, I get it. You wanted me to change the song up to benefit you. Right. I'm like, yeah, that sounds so, like, leftist. I get it, but I'm not going to do that. Like, that's not, if it doesn't resonate with you, it didn't resonate with you. I'm not going to change my whole song because it didn't resonate with you. Like, but at the same time, like, I do take the criticism. People give me, I'm like, okay. Like, it was one song, like, yeah, you could have delivered this better. And then when I heard it, I was like, hell yeah. Shit.
Right.
Like, I'm like, are you going to read? I'm like, no, I just apply it to the next songs that I do. Like, I mean, but I really enjoy feedback from, because, I mean, how you going to get better? How else would you get better? Like, for me, I look at myself like, oh, I could have did that better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have did that better. But I got my people on my team because they say I'm a perfectionist. So they be like, Leave it alone. It's over. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, bro. I
think that's like one of the most, it's hard for a lot of people. I mean, it's hard for me to take criticism. Like, I mean, the thing is there's definitely a difference between, you know, just people being haters.
Yeah.
And then like genuine like criticism. But if you're able to take every time you hear that feedback, every time you get that criticism, if you're able to take that and internalize it in a meaningful way and actually, you know, make that into making your music better, making your art better, whatever you're doing, your promotion, your marketing yourself, your shows, like lighting, it doesn't matter. If you can do it and incorporate it, I there's no reason not to, right?
Right.
It's all about growth. And I think that's a lot of people are scared of, you know, taking in that.
What I tell people all the time, like, change, the one thing that's consistent in our whole lives is change.
Right.
Change is the most consistent, consistent thing that we can go, like, you wake up like, oh, I don't want to change anything. I'm like, you changing every day. Your bones is changing. Your fucking organs is changing. Your age is changing. You changing every fucking day. Like, my thing is, like, what are you going to do to apply the change that's necessary. I'm just gonna flow with it. Like, my thing is, like I don't, this is like a roller coaster ride with me. My arms in the air. I literally don't go with no plans. I don't plan shit out. I was just like, this is what I feel today.
Yep.
Like, I'm not on this earth on rules and regulations and fucking standards and sub laws and sub.
Right.
Like, bro, like, we do that with our own self-doubts and we self-sabotage ourselves from the things that we want to do and the things that we can grow in doing because we worried about, oh, I can't see how this is going to affect me because we want so much control, which we're not in control of shit on this place.
Nope.
So my thing is, like, bro, like, you're not in control of nothing. You don't have control of what's going to happen, but 5 hours from now and whatnot, man. So I just literally, this sounds good.
Yeah.
Stay in the moment. Enjoy yourself, man. And if people can do that with their own lives and their own music, man, the world would be a fucking better place.
100%. So do you kind of like to, like, try and make yourself work on a little bit of music every day or kind of like a get it done in a big chunk?
It varies, man. It kind of varies. This last album was chunk. Okay. Like, I only had 6 songs done, and I was supposed to do 20.
Right.
I got 14 done in 1 week.
Damn, okay.
I did 14 songs in 1 week. So, and back then, I used to get whole albums done within 3 days, 3 weeks.
That's crazy.
So, but it varies, man. Like, for me, like, I'm at a point in my life where I grew. So, I'm just like, I could be sitting there video gaming the whole time.
Yep.
And then the whole idea will come. I could hear it from a beat that I had in my head. And then I'm just playing like Dragon Age or something, or Final Fantasy or some RPG. I'm just gaming. And
letting it marinate.
Marinate. And I'm just, oh, there it is. Oh, boom. Click on everything, and I'm recording it
right
there. And I'm like, song's done. Go right back to gaming.
Right.
Like, it just varies for me, bro. Like, but other than that, most of my songs, they came like one by one. But this one, but my last two albums were big chunks.
Okay.
Like, huge, big chunks of my work. So, like I said, very.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, I definitely, I've been honestly lacking on holding myself accountable for working on my projects. Because I've honestly had the urge to do it and stuff. Yeah. I've just been like so tired and been like, I could do it right now, but laying in my bed right now is really nice.
Then do that shit.
Because
here's the thing, man. Like, people call that procrastinating, bro. Hell no, bro. Like, me, bro, you know what I mean? Like, I literally had the song in my dome, and I'm sitting in my couch in silence. I could do that, but I don't feel like that right now.
Right.
And I'll just sit there. Because once you really, really, really want to do it, you're gonna add shit that you wanna. Everything is gonna come out the way you want it. Just don't rush that shit. If you need to lay down, you need to recuperate. You need to chill out, bro. Like, time is inedible, bro. We make time a construct. Time is not a construct for us, bro. Like, just chill out. Time. We look at time as linear. Like, fuck that, man. Just chill out. That shit will come to you when it comes to you.
Right. Yeah. No, I definitely. Yeah, I just need to start getting myself back in the habit of actually, starting to do it.
Yeah, like, just start one at a time.
Said, like, I hear it in my head. I think about it.
Yeah.
It's just about getting it out there. And I just haven't.
Like I said, man, start at one at a time. I'm going to tell you, I stopped music 5 years ago. It was one period. I didn't do music from 2019 to 2 years ago, bro. Like, I didn't touch no music. I didn't touch a mic. I didn't write a song. I didn't do anything for five years. Didn't touch it. The only reason why I got back into music because somebody emailed me and asked me when my next album was coming out. Mm-hmm. And they was waiting for 7 years for my next album to come out.
Damn.
And I didn't even know I had followers like that, bro. Like, I was like, oh shit. It really lit a spark in me to go back. Cause I was missing music. I missed the shit out of it. Right. I was like, man, this shit just, I don't want to be no starving artist. I got tired of being the fucking starving artist, man. But I was going in with the wrong mind frame.
Right.
And I was like, I don't want to do that, man. I need somewhere to live and actually want to do stuff and travel and shit. This music ain't going to help me do that shit. I'm going to do it.
Right.
But, man, this shit been instilled in me since birth. Music has been instilled in me since birth, since, like, I can pick up a pen and write. Like, I this is light bread for me. Music is like breathing to me. Like, I could be like 90 years old and still be trying to do this shit. Like, bro, I don't care, man. But I love this shit, man. I love every part of it. And take a thing at a time, man. You ain't gotta put out a whole damn beat. Put a drum kit out, like put a drum sequence out, or put a melody out somewhere that can get you built up and shit like that. That's what I did, man. Like I just wrote a song. I just wrote a line. It started with a line, then it started with a bar, and then it started with a verse, and then I started with a song.
Oh, yeah, I need to start fucking...
Just
putting pieces
out there. Just put pieces out there, bro. Like, it ain't got to be something glamorous. It's just for you. Like, put something out there to where it can stir your soul. Like... My thing is, shit, you don't jump a car just don't fucking just jump.
True that.
Like, jump,
that's
like,
true.
Bro, you got to piece by piece that shit together, right? That's all I did with my first album. Like, my first album, I had four songs.
Yeah.
Four songs. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start with eight, but I ain't ready yet. So I took the fifth song and I pieced it. Then I did that with the sixth song. By the time I knew it, shit, I had 14 songs.
Right.
Like, start easy. Like, get yourself a catalog, start easy.
Yeah, I need to just start going.
Just start going. Just start cooking, bro.
I was going to say, how you really know that you're in it for, like, the love of the game necessarily, over the money, and, like, just, like, actually, like, true connection and helping people is when you were, like, I mean, I'll do this shit till I'm 90. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like...
Because it's something... That's something, what I do is something that's part of me.
Right.
It's not something that I look at as a hobby or yep. I could put this down whenever, like, mm-hmm. like it's something that's like, it's very hard to like really explain. It's within your core divine nature, your core divine being.
Right.
It's like people got, I call it programs. Like, people got a core system within their program. Music is that for me.
Yep.
And, like, I can do nothing or perform nothing, but I can sit home and record and put it out.
Right.
Like, I don't have to perform or anything. I can just put it out. Like, let somebody hear it. Let somebody enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then the days I do want to perform it, shit. Yeah, I know the song.
Ready to go.
But, man, like, my thing is, like, what do I want to leave? When I die, I ain't caring about legacy. Legacy is what everybody else wanted to find.
Right.
But my thing is, I want to leave Earth a better place than I found it.
Right.
So this is what music is for me. And, like, y'all the next, for me, y'all the next generation. So, yeah, y'all the next generation, man. Like,
right.
I just want to plant the seed so y'all can sit on the tree, man. Like, straight up.
Fuck, god damn.
Like,
that was heavy as fuck. Yeah, holy shit. No.
Yeah. Like, y'all.
I definitely, that's just, it's just so, like, refreshing and good to hear, you know, that, like you said, like, this is, it's who you are. It's not just, like, you know, something that you're doing because, yeah. I mean, it is something you enjoy.
I enjoy doing, but it's just, bro, like, I wake up, and I'm like, damn, man, that song was so dope.
Right.
Like, when you can hear music everywhere around you, just not in the melody, like, somebody's feet walking.
Right.
Or the leaves blowing, or the wind blowing. I mean, leaves blowing from the wind, or, like, car horns, or just chatter. Bro, I can make music from anything.
Yep.
That's how I know that's a being. That's me. Like, that's this whole... The whole aspect of it is me. So, I mean, I don't know what I would do. It's just, like, music brings color to my life. Without that, it's just
everything black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah.
So, I know this is something I know this is something that brings me more joy than anything I could possibly imagine.
Man. That is so fucking good to hear. Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, okay. We got a gift to do something that most people, like, admire us to do.
True.
Like, bro, you can make, you make instruments, you make beats, you make the melodies in order for me to put words behind them. Like, you know how gifted you are, bro? You know how much talent and how much talent and just, and how much of a gift that is, man? Like, it took me years just to learn it. People naturally have gifts like that, bro. Like, people admire things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, for me not to use a gift that Source is giving me
right.
to the full for my full potential, it'd be me robbing myself, man. Because
yeah.
I hear it from birds, from, like, little ants just.
Right.
Like, just you can going. Make, just, bro, like, just hearing music in it, I would just be sitting there bobbing my head. Nothing's going on around me. I'm just bobbing my head. I'm like, what you look? I'm like, man, I just got to be in my head, man. Like,
yeah.
I just got this, man. Like, I can hear a thumping from a construction worker and I'm beatboxing to it.
Yep.
And I'm like, bro, what are you, bro? Like,
yeah.
But this is just planted in my soul, bro. Like, I enjoy every moment of that.
And I can feel you on that than like, more levels than you can understand.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, like, I sit there, I'm constantly just, like, sitting there and humming, just doing stuff like that, and I constantly will have stuff just going around in my head. I mean,
yeah.
I have a notes page where I'm constantly writing down, like, lyrics and stuff. But I think that more people, and this isn't even just about, like, this statement in general isn't just about just music. I think just in general,
yeah,
people need to, instead of relying and focusing so much on, you know, like, getting insanely wealthier stuff, because obviously, you know, like, you know, it's, money is nice, but at the end of the day, if you're doing something that when you go home, you literally want to die.
Yes.
Is it really worth to do that when you have maybe another gift or somewhere else that you could be putting your time into that's more meaningful to you?
My grandpa left me with this the whole time. This has been a foundation of my life before he died. He said, do something that you love. You will never have to work a day in your life.
Right.
And, like, music, bro, like, I can entertain. I could care less about the money.
Right.
Like, the money come to me. Like I got 3-4 shows booked. And I'm like, man, I'm focusing on, oh, shit, what can I do this show to make this so cool?
Right.
Good. I want people to enjoy themselves. The money going to come, bro. Like, my thing is, we got to this point where we let society dictate what was good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And indoctrinated what was good for us. Like, bro, like, what is it? I changed. I remember talking. I lived in Minneapolis, and I remember talking to this group of women, and I asked them a question. I'm like, who in here is doing the major because they want to do it? And 30% of them rose their hands. And I asked the girls, the rest of the 70 that didn't. I'm like, so why are you in here doing some shit you don't want to do? And they're like, well, my parents stopped. I'm like, stop right there. I'm like, your parents had the same life that you live in. They can make the same decisions. They can make the same decisions. It's still not too late for them. They probably like in their 40s and 30s and 40s, and they can be in this school just like you, living out the dream that they wanted to live, but they're living their dream through you. What did you want to do? She said, I wanted to be a veterinarian. I'm like, so why are you here in fucking radiology?
Yep.
And she was like, I didn't think about it like that. I was like, exactly. So go do what you want to do. That girl, I had 15 girls drop out of their fucking class and go chase their their majors. I was like, dude, she said, what do you do for a lot? I said, I make music. And she's like, but you ain't got another job? I was like, that's the problem right there.
Right.
It's because you say, I ain't got another job to provide for myself. You already indoctrinating what society wants you to think instead of what you want to think for yourself, how you want to live authentically. I don't care because money's going to come to me regardless.
Right.
The external, this is all this shit is an illusion. All for me, all this shit is fake. I don't care about none of this. Whatever I can create whatever I want in my life. I can create any situation, any value that I want in my life. I am the value. I am everything that you see in this place. This is me. That's how I view life. But they was like, damn, like, you just that confident. I was like, I didn't care about college, man. I just needed to get out of here. I knew none of this shit mean nothing to me. Like,
right.
I just need to get out. So I got my high school diploma because this is what you were supposed to do in society. But,
right.
Like, but who made those rules? Who said that lunch was at 12?
Yep.
Who said that you needed in order for you to have this high school diploma, you needed to be successful? Who the one made the laws of what success was? They were like, oh, shit. Like, I had them thinking. I was like, they're like, you know what? I'm going to take a music class. I'm going to study music. I'm like, there you go.
Yeah.
15 girls dropped out of the class. I was like.
Most people don't even realize until it's, like, so late. I mean, I was in that point. I literally changed my major, like, 2 weeks, I think, into college.
What was your major?
I mean, originally I was a computer science major.
Yeah. See, I was in biochem, bro. I was on biochem, so yeah. Bro.
I was, because my mom was basically like, yep, this is what you need to do. And I was like, well, I guess I'll make like whatever, like 6 figures. So, I mean, I would have made a lot of money. But at the end of the day, like, I asked myself, like, would I really be okay with going every single day to sit at an office desk from like 8 to 5, just wasting my time away like that?
Yeah.
Like, it's just gone. And that's not what I want.
Like, we look, I'm looking at the cast, I'm like, bro, like, y'all working until y'all 70.
Yep.
And then you got 30 years to do what? Like, and most of y'all health is declining. Like, bro, like,
not even 30. Like,
15. Like, yeah. I'm like, you spent your whole life working for a corporation making a dollar, like,
yep.
making millions off you, and you didn't even live life.
Yep.
Like, I'm just looking like, nah, I'm cool, bro. Like, I looked at, I'm like, nah, I would never devote my life to somebody. I'm like, bro, these people need you. These companies need us. Like y'all sitting here in fear of, like, I bet you if 40 million people stop doing this stuff right now, this whole place is shut down. The whole damn world shut down.
Yep.
Like, I'm sitting here, like, why y'all? I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, no, I won't buy into that.
I don't buy into that, yeah, bro. No. Like, I knew something was wrong on this planet. My spiritual awakening, like I said, for another conversation, my spiritual awakening was.
Right.
Jeez.
Woo.
Bro. That shit was intense, bro. But I was mad for years, bro. Like, when you wake up, you mad as hell. Like, I'm like, fuck everything. I was like, bro. But that, like I said, another conversation for another day, man. But yeah, man. But pretty much summary of my life, man.
Okay. So, do you have any last projects that you want to plug? You know, just to tell
okay.
people about
them. Yeah.
Or like anything, like, you know.
I got a couple of shows coming up. Okay. Like I said, August 10th, I'll be at Pub 21.
Okay.
It's a pajama party.
All right.
So bring your onesie, bring whatever you want on there. It's free.
Okay.
So, like I say, come in. They're having mimosas and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Enjoy yourself. And then my brother will be with me, GMC Crisis.
Okay.
So, he's like one of the old original members of the Thoroughbreds. So,
yep.
We're going to be playing together for the first time.
Okay, okay.
For a long time. So, it's going to be lit. That performance is going to be lit. And then I fly out to Colorado Springs for a show. I'm headlining a show there.
Okay.
My projects, Childhood Nostalgia, my mixtape, it'll be out in September, okay. October. And then I'm working on Ominous, Catalog of the Ominous Soul, which is the second part of the Life Cycle series. It will be out at the end of next year. Okay. I mean, end of this year.
Okay.
So I will have two albums out this year.
And is that on like all platforms?
It'll be on all platforms. Okay. Except the mixtape. The mixtape will only be on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Because I don't have rights to the anime score
okay,
or something.
Yeah.
So I don't want to jeopardize copyright strikes and stuff like that. I wanted me to have an authentic thing where people can relate and enjoy the album and stuff like that. Download it if they wanted to and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the Catalog of an Anonymous Soul. That one will be on all platforms. That's going to be a 18-19 song album.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Big boy.
Yeah,
okay.
Big boy works.
So, and then one last thing that I've kind of been doing is what piece of wisdom or words of advice you have for people, and this can be either in the general sense or in the music like sense and trying to do stuff for themselves.
Don't second guess yourself. Live authentic and live as authentic as you want to be. Live your life unapologetically. Like, you don't need the validations or opinions of others to do whatever you want to do in this life. Like, if people don't understand it or don't like it, fuck them. Like, I'm just going to, that's
straight
just
up.
Straight up, fuck them. Like, you're not here. You're not here for anybody's likes or anybody's approval. Here to find you. Be you. Everybody else is taken. That's my advice.
There you go. So, thank you, everybody, for listening to DK After Dark. Thank you, SPG the General.
Appreciate you having me, bro. Appreciate you having me.
We're definitely going to be having another one 100%.
Yes, sir.
Definitely going to, you know, probably some more, like... Yeah. I don't want to say, like, fun topics or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not too mean. Hey, man, and... When you get your ass on this music so I can rap or something, bro. I need some material from you, bro. So I can start rapping, bro.
Okay, guys. So I just got to get my shit together.
Yeah.
But this has been DK After Dark, taking you behind the artists, helping you pave your path, and telling you about how they paved theirs. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Peace out.